Attentional biases in pediatric chronic pain, an eye tracking study assessing the nature of the bias and its relation to attentional control. Pediatric chronic pain is a highly prevalent condition affecting up to 1 in 4 youth and is associated with significant disability, mental health problems, and potentially lifelong impact. Attentional biases are characterized by preferential attending towards or away from salient information. Dominant theoretical models posit that attentional biases play a key role in the development and maintenance of chronic pain. Yet the empirical evidence to date is mixed. Moreover, there is very little research in pediatric populations. Given the significant increase in the onset of chronic pain in adolescence, and the fact that such pain in youth often persists into adulthood, a better understanding of underlying mechanisms during this developmental period is critical for mitigating potentially lifelong impact. The aims of this current investigation were twofold. The first was to use eye tracking methodology to assess the nature of attentional bias to pain-related images in a clinical sample of youth with chronic pain and a comparison sample of youth without chronic pain. The second was to assess the potential moderating role of attentional control in attentional bias, given that this moderating effect has been shown in studies with healthy children. Youth completed an eye tracking task in which they viewed pairs of images of other children depicting pain expressions of varying intensity, high, moderate, and low, and neutral facial expressions. Two parameters of attentional bias were measured, initial orienting and total fixation bias. Youth also completed a self-report and behavioral task to assess attentional control. Overall, there was evidence of an attentional bias in both groups, but the nature of the bias differed. Regardless of chronic pain status, youth showed an initial orienting bias to high pain faces by first fixating on these faces as compared to neutral faces. When looking at sustained attention over time, there were differences in the nature of the bias between the two groups. For both groups, the magnitude of the attentional bias increased as the intensity of pain expression increased as well. For youth without chronic pain, this attentional bias was found only for the moderate and high pain faces, whereas for youth with chronic pain, they showed evidence of attentional bias at all levels. We did not find evidence of a moderating effect of attentional control in either group. These findings suggest that an initial orienting bias to pain faces is present in both youth with chronic pain and their pain-free peers. Consequently, this orienting bias to pain stimuli may reflect a common underlying information processing bias as opposed to a consequence of chronic pain. In addition, both groups exhibited a total fixation bias for pain facial expressions. However, the two groups differed in their patterns of sustained attention as a function of pain expressiveness depicted. Based on these results, it is perhaps not the presence of an attentional bias to pain that differentiates youth with chronic pain from youth without chronic pain, but rather the degree to which they attend to different levels of pain expressiveness. Overall, our results are consistent with theoretical models positing that attentional bias to pain stimuli is characterized by preferential attending, or hypervigilance. While pediatric research in this area is in its infancy, these findings underscore the utility of assessing attentional bias using eye tracking technology, as differences between the groups in their patterns of attending emerged only when attention was measured over the entire 3-second presentation time. Future research will further elucidate the role and clinical relevance of attentional biases in pediatric chronic pain.